Blog Talk Radio.
Praises and honor and glory to the Most High Yah. For this is a day that the Most High has made, this wonderful Shabbat. I say Shabbat Shalom to the Mishpachah spread throughout the four corners of the earth and those that sojourn and traverse with us at the end of days. Before we do anything else, let's prepare to go before our Abba in prayer. Our Father, which art in Shemaim, Kodesh be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on Eretz as it is in Shemaim. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, O Yah. Pray for my brothers and sisters throughout the four corners of the earth that they fear not, and that they look not at what the oppressor does, but look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. I thank you for the healing that you've provided, the sustenance you've provided, the future you have provided, and we stand fast in the peace and deliverance that you have provided. Go before us, anoint our time together. Refill, refresh, refurbish your people on this Shabbat. May our mindsets be cleansed, renewed. Take not your ruach away from us, but restore the joy of our salvation. It's in the name of Yeshua we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. Welcome back. I'm V the Preacher, and you are tuned in to Blueprint for Life, our endurance series where we come to you on the Shabbat to do that the Messiah told us to do in the last days. When we see these days and see him soon approaching, is to encourage and exhort one another. We have way too many of our people out here that are prognosticating and becoming provocateurs and currently reacting to what's happening in the news and current events. We don't do that on Shabbat. We come to talk to our people, the Mishpachah, the Israelites, not you Israelis, you European converts that are occupying the land that's not yours. This is why I'm the most shadow banned person on YouTube. Couldn't even go live right now, but nevertheless, I'm not good at biting my tongue the way everybody does these days for social media. As a matter of fact, I don't even utilize social media. But we'll do a show on that, what I just mentioned, in the coming week on Blog Talk about what's happening over there, because you can find it all in Amos, the first chapter, and Zechariah, the ninth chapter. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I'm not going to pander to what everybody else is talking about and their eyes are on, because I already knew it would happen according to Scripture. All this stuff is prophesied. So what should I be more concerned about? My soul, your soul, and trying to get into the soon-to-come New Jerusalem. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, the land that's over there is not the land that we're going to occupy. New Jerusalem is in the third heavens, where Christ said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. When he comes back, he's coming back onto a new earth, and there will be a new heaven, and he will come back, and Jerusalem will come out of the city of that sky. Nobody wants to be in that corrupt land that's being trodden down by the Gentiles right now. You know, we were pushed out in 70 AD by Titus and the Romans, and there was no scripture that said, and I'll put you back in there in 1948. Now, that's, you know, even the king of Egypt at that time said, I'll never embrace these people, because they left here black and came back white. And that was King Nasir, if I recall correctly. That was King Nasir of Egypt. And that we know that place was occupied by Alexandria, the place called Alexandria by the Greeks as well. But I digress. I land my plane there, because that is not the lesson for today. What we're here to talk about today is divine protection. And as I mentioned, I'm here to encourage and exhort our people and not to get all caught up into the current events. This is a holy day, a Kodesh day, a set-apart day. But I do want to inform you, give you proper information. We're living in a time, and as you can tell, my mind is racing as I'm listening to the Ruach talk to me, and I've had my coffee. But there's so many things that we must understand with the times that we're living in. And if we're going to have divine protection, we must walk in the spirit and hear his voice and know his direction and understand his leading, where he's taking his people to. So let me leave the Israel thing alone for a second and talk to you Israelites, who the Most High is preparing to gather from the four corners of the earth and take us into the wilderness, where unfortunately, through that, about that process, two-thirds of our people will be destroyed. And how do we get into an area where we have assurance and security that we will be in that number that will go into New Jerusalem? And the most important thing is 1 John 2:3, that says, we hereby do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. If you say you love him and you keep not his commandments, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. The precept that I want to give that leads into the importance of that scripture would be Matthew 7:21-23, where he said, depart from me, I never knew you. 1 John 2:3, we hereby do know we know him if we keep. 7:21-23, he says, depart from me, I never knew you, meaning you weren't in sync with my laws and statutes and commandments, which made you a kingdom person, a citizen. it's stupidity to me that our people would believe and want to believe that these commandments are done away with. Just like it's stupidity to me to believe, for people to believe that those people that are over there are the people, when all they do is meander wars and rumors of wars and push weapons and murder. Oh, I'm trying to stay away from those people. They said that we worship only one of their kind when we should be worshiping all of them, because they all die for us every day. That's the type of blasphemy they're throwing out right now, because they hate believers of Yeshua. Because in their Talmud, they say Yeshua is burning in hell in excrement. They actually say Jesus because they know that Jesus was a made-up plant, because that's a name that comes from Isus, which means which has references to swine and pig and Zeus, that god, and also Indian gods. But I digress once again. It's an insult to say that these laws are done away with, and we're going to get into that today. You're going to understand that laws are very important. It's amazing that you can go to a pagan church on Sunday and they'll tell you the laws are done away from the pulpit. As soon as you walk out, you get into your car and start obeying the laws of the land, stopping at the red lights, putting on your seatbelt, and not picking up your phone. So you're more fearful of man's laws than you are of the Most High Yah's laws. And you'll go somewhere where they'll tell you you don't have to keep Yah's laws, which govern over your eternity and your eternal soul and spirit. Take a moment to think how ludicrous that is. Absurd. Absolutely absurd. So, let's get into some scriptures. This should be a very interesting lesson. I'm going to give you some information about what's really happening around us and how the order of protection that we understand from scripture must be looked at through different lenses now, so that you're not ignorant of Satan's devices. And when I say devices, I literally mean devices that are in your hands, like cell phones, computers, internet, 5G, monitoring systems, things that are used to destroy you and break you down. You're going to understand today frequencies and nodes and networks and what emits from you. You're going to understand why they've tried to hide from you healing and the vibrational aspect of society, and how most people look for protection under vibrations and worship the creation, but not the creator. For the Most High created everything around us with the vibration of sound of a word when he said, "Let there be light," and it became that. When the great Ayah, Ashar Ayah, I am that I am, he is everything and all things. And so when he speaks a thing, it comes to in existence. That doesn't give you that ability, because unfortunately many people have created a religion out of name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. Don't work like that for you, especially you non-commandment keeping people. Your prayers, the book of Proverbs tells us, don't even get past the ceiling. Your prayers are an abomination because you turn your ear from hearing the law. He that turneth his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. So you that are standing in circles on Sundays and holding hands and praying, that prayer ain't going nowhere, because you don't want to keep the laws. You don't even want to eat right, worship right, dress right, are come out of her, my people. Let's get into our foundational scripture for today. And then we're going to break down some things. Foundational scripture for today, we're going to go to Psalms 91, which talks about Yahuwah's care, his protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's go slow because most people run through scriptures to hurry up and get to the next one. Your mind races. Only he that's in a secret place. Meaning, not everyone understands it or knows it. And the only way you can know it is by hearing the whispering of the Ruach, which is as a breeze through the trees. It's a secret place that's a relationship with the Most High. So we understand why many want to believe that the commandments are done away with, because the ones who know they're not, it's not done away with, are living in that secret place of understanding. Understanding something that's very key. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'll get to it in a second through scripture. So the secret place of the Most High Yah is where the protection is. If you're not there, you're not under this protection. And there are key components to this protection. The only way to abide under the shadow of the Most High is to be in the secret place. Let me pull up precepts. It's just coming to my mind. I think about how they try and use the word the secret in books and movies. And the only secret is that the kingdom of heaven is inside you. The secret is that the commandments are not done away with. The secret is that you're living in a matrix. The secret is that you never, even though you're in a body that's going to die, your spirit soul never dies. You're living on this earth to determine where you will spend eternity at. The secret is what we're going to cover today, that you must be in sync with the Most High's laws. We're going to go there. Let's continue to read Psalms 91. I will find that scripture a little bit later that I wanted to support verse 1. We'll get to it in a second. I don't want to lose focus. I will say of the Most High, he is my refuge, part one of the secret. And he's my fortress. Those are words of protection. There is no protection. There is no prepping and running and hiding you can do other than being locked in and focused and allowing him to be your refuge, place that you can run to, and fortress. Fortresses were used as a means of protection, as a bomb shelter. My Yah, in him will I trust. You have to ask yourself, are you putting your trust in him in the midst of these trying times that we're in, the end of days? You've got to trust that everything's going to be all right. You've got to be in a mindset every day that, listen, I'm going to enjoy and live my life in the peace and sanctity of him, because he told me to occupy until he comes, which means to carry on with my life, utilizing the gifts he's given me. Remember, you can't be like the servant that was given one talent, and he said, I'm just going to not use it. I'm going to bury it and save it until the Messiah comes back and then give it to him. No, he was cast away because he didn't utilize what was given to him and turn it into something else. Lemons into lemonade, people. If you have the gift of song, sing. Worship the Most High before other people and let them see the goodness of Yah through your gifts. I see a lot of people talking about, I'm trying to make ends meet and trying to make money. Well, it's not for you to just prostitute your gift. What you're supposed to do is worship the Most High with your gift, because he said, I'll utilize the gift that I've put inside you, and I will take you before great men so that when they see what you have, you can, that's your opportunity to give Yah the glory. And what happens in the world is that people thank the god of this world, Lucifer, when they receive their pagan accolades, and they have no sincerity about it. And then they become idolatrous, covetous, and they want people to worship them. They don't give the worship to the Father, for real. So even when somebody acknowledges your abilities and the things that you've put together, it's important for you at that time to give all glory and honor to Yahuwah, the Most High Yah, or to utilize your testimony at that time and let people know it wasn't always this way. You're a living testimony. You are a walking accolade of Christ. You are to demonstrate the goodness of Yah at all times, the testimony of Yeshua is emanating from you because you're a living, breathing, walking testimony. So he's our refuge, he's our fortress, and he's the one we will trust. Let's look at verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee, not you, not your passport, not your injections, not your prepping. Surely he shall deliver thee. Not where you move to, not your mama, your daddy. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Let's look up that word, noisome. Break it down a little bit. Have an extremely offensive smell, something that's disagreeable or unpleasant, something that's nasty. There are nasty people and unpleasant people and disagreeable people. There are things in this life that are nasty, disagreeable, and unpleasant that we don't like, especially this liberal world and sexual lifestyle preference, this transgenderism, most banned man in the world. These things are offensive to the Most High, distasteful and displeasing. But when you go into pestilence, you talk about so-called bacteria, diseases, sicknesses that are being promulgated to the public and to the masses to stir up hysteria and fear so that you will take their solutions, which is once again a device of pharmakia and sorcery. Even that phone that you can't put down, which we're going to talk about in a second, is nothing but a black mirror used by Satan to distract you and send you propaganda and mislead you and present a false narrative to you. That phone has become many of you's gods, your God. It's your Bible. You talk to Siri more than you talk to the Ruach, because you figure Siri has all the answers. And if you were to watch that movie they just released called The Creator, you do realize that AI wants to be their God. I don't want to get off into the film right now. So easy to do that. But the AI said, I'm trying to make it to heaven. And I was like, these people are just crazy as I don't know what. Let's go to verse 4, and then we're going to move on to the title of our lesson. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Imagine that, people. All of this just because you're dwelling in a secret place daily. You're getting all this protection. Some of you need to realize that you've been living right. You've been keeping these laws, statutes, and commandments, and the devil will come to you and tell you what for. Don't you need a break? Don't you miss the club? Don't you miss your family? Don't you miss these relationships where you were nothing but a freak? Don't you miss this giving your body away? Don't you miss the things you used to do? He'll have you go down memory lane, looking at old pictures and remembering and how I used to be and how we used to be and what I used to do. What for? Do you realize how protected you have been? Do you realize how protected, how the healing that you have, the joy you have? And here's the big one, the peace you have. Do you realize how much peace exudes from you that people who are in the world hate? They can't stand that you're at peace and you're happy and you have joy in the midst of sorrows, that you made a decision not to do what they did, which has brought a peculiarity to their lives, and they're wondering why they did what they did. He shall cover you with his feathers. Check this out. And under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. When I say I'm in the truth, this is what I'm talking about. Verse 4, the last part again. His truth shall be thy shield. This truth I have is blocking all the lies and darts that are coming at me, the noisome pestilence, because I'm in the truth, because I know about history that they've hidden from me. I know who I am as an Israelite. I know that I'm not an Afro-American, black slave. Christianity was heaped on me by forced conversion. Because I know the truth, I have a shield that says, nah, I'm not going for it. Because everything you've been taught since educational school, elementary school, has been a lie about the shape of this earth, the firmament that everybody's locked into, the fact that demons are masquerading as aliens and there's no other universes and planets. The truth about Esau, Edomites, coming prophecy, who those people are over there in that land causing all this chaos in the world. The truth, because I have this truth, it is my shield and my buckler. All because what? I'm dwelling in the secret place. I'm dwelling in the secret place. My secret place is my closet when I pray. My secret place is also a part of me abiding by Matthew's 6th chapter that says, do everything in secret and I will reward you openly. When you pray, pray in secret. When you fast, fast in secret. When you give to other Israelites and godly people, do it in secret, Matthew 6th chapter. All is supposed to be secret. It's not for you to get the glory. You don't, you know, social media has had us to the point where we want to FaceTime everything and put our face on everything and get the glory. We don't need it. We're storing up treasures in New Jerusalem and heaven for a life to come. It's like making an investment, a banking investment. It's buying spiritual gold and buying spiritual silver. Everything you do must be done for Mashiach Christ, because only what you do for Mashiach will last. That's it. Nothing else is going to last. Only what you've done for Mashiach will last. For instance, if you were a singer or a rapper and you did songs about love songs or about that man or about that woman, you didn't do it. You didn't do jack. That's burning up in hell with everything else. But if you did songs that were about the word or rapped about the word of Yah, and how to get into the kingdom and all that, you're storing up gifts for yourself. As an artist, everything should be unto the Most High Yah. But the things that you do for glory and accolades in this world, which is being ruled by Satan, means nothing. It's burning up with this world. So the secret place is doing the secret things that build up your treasure chests in heaven, glorifies Yah, and puts you in sync with him. Now, there's something I want to get into, because the title of the lesson today is Yah's Geofencing. Yah's Geofence. It's on my heart to let you know about the attacks and the cyber attacks that are being imposed upon you without your knowledge. And the reason I have to let you know is because Hosea tells us my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Esau and the Amalekites are 25 to 30 years ahead of you in technology and attacks on your body with what they're doing. And you're ignorant to it because you choose to remain ignorant because you won't expand your information about what they're doing with technology. And then your teachers, believe it or not, are aiding and abetting in your ignorance by keeping you in a particular rabbit hole, listening to their conversation about what's happening all around us. That's a distraction. The rhetoric that you listen to on these social media sites of so-called Israel, from so-called Israelites, they're actually, some of them are being paid to keep you in a rabbit hole so that you never come into the knowledge of the truth that will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Then you know how to utilize your weapons of Galatians in spiritual warfare. You don't understand the battlefield has changed because Satan, through his fallen angels, have given Esau and the Edomites information technology to suppress you and fight you in your sleep, in your dreams, in your mind. MK Ultra, mind control, transhumanism, all of this is real. When I say Yah's geofencing, let's look at geofence, what it is. Geofence is a virtual geographic boundary defined by GPS or RFID technology that enables software to trigger a response when a device enters or leaves a particular area. They could put up a geofence around a building, meaning if your phone disables itself when you enter it. So when we say geofence, it's talking about creating a virtual boundary that cannot be seen. Let me give you the verb definition of that. To create a virtual geographic boundary around an area by means of GPS, RFID technology, enabling software, think the unseen now, to trigger a response when a device enters or leaves the area. My God, I want you to understand this geofencing. And you probably ignore this. This is Satan's attempt. Don't forget Isaiah 14, I shall be like the Most High. Satan's attempt at monitoring and being all-knowing and knowing when you've left an area. Now go here with me. In Yah's geofencing, he has the knowledge to know when you've left his presence and you've broken the laws and you've entered into sin. And we know that sin is 1 John 3. And two, sin is transgression of the law, breaking the law. When you break Yah's laws, Yah hides himself from you because you've left your protection. You've walked out of the confines of the secret place, allowing yourself to be attacked. And the level of the attacks, I need you to open your mind, expand today. The level of the attacks are much more serious than you think. As long as you're in his protection, that demon that wants to get back into your house cannot get into your house as long as you are protected by Yah. But when it sees that you've left his presence and his geofencing, then he goes to get seven more demons, and you're all open and exposed. You're his gang because you've walked away from his protection. Let me give you some spiritual in-depth sight to that, which is Job 1 and 10. Satan, I'm going to go to verse 9. Satan answered Yahuwah and said, doth Job fear Yah for nothing? Verse 10, has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house? Listen to the level of protection. I want you to understand when you're in Yah, and when you're in sync with his commandments and laws, which is another frequency that we're going to talk about shortly, you're protecting not just you, but you're protecting your house and those that are attached to your house. Satan said, has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath, your possessions, on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. Satan can't even get to the work of your hands when you're in sync with the Most High, which means what I just talked about, being a musician, an artist, a craftsman, a home builder, a homesteader, developing a garden. All of this will be blessed when you're in the
secret place.
The work of his hands and his substance is in increase in the land. Did you hear that? And his substance, that means, let's go back to gardening, your farm. You go out there and everything is blossoming. You go out there in a week or two and you got all kind of stuff popping out in your garden just because he's blessing the work of your hands and is increased in the land. Verse 11, Satan said, but put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And he showed Satan proof to him. We know the story of Job that no, he truly loves me. But I want you to understand that hedge of protection that was around Job, spiritual. And it's what Satan has developed in his tech world called geofencing, that you all fear more than losing the protection of Yah. Geofencing, your smart cities exist right now. Your smart cities exist and you are attached to your phone. They've got you fearing 5G. I shouldn't have said that, but I did. They've got you fearing that. But what you don't know is that for the last 20 years, you've been monitored for the last 20 years because ever since you were a child, you've been allowing people to put things inside your baby. And as a baby, you went on a schedule, immunization schedule. And things were embedded inside you. Not only that, your DNA has been gathered by the government since you were a child and you were born. And ever since the last 20 years, you have been a node on a network of computing. This is why your Bill Gates went from the computing field in the 70s, 60s, and 80s to all of a sudden injections because of what they're doing to the people. And now that everybody has stood in line to receive something, a device, you've given the structure a cyber backbone, which has made a lot of people transmitters of information. You can receive and send information. So data is being collected about your body. But even prior to doing that, I want you to understand something. This world, through religion, has caused you to be in a place of blindness and disinformation because religion is false. You can just look at the founders of all the 900 and something different religions in the world and see their background and what they're into. There's many books that'll solidify this. I'm talking about every religion you know of, Baptist, Assemblies of God, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. These are all charlatans that founded these religions, and a lot of them are Freemasons. And it's witchcraft, which tried to put you back in a specific type of bondage, and it was also a control. That's why the police never came into your services on Sunday to bother you, because they wanted you to get that mind control so that they can keep you in a certain specific knowledge of understanding, dumbed down. For 20 years, they have kept you from understanding what an aura really is, which is your body area network, and that your body area network, which is the fencing and energy that emanates from you. It's like a fencing around you. It emanates electricity and water, and it emanates a frequency. It can cause health, sickness, depending on how you treat it by what you observe. So what I'm trying to tell you is that since you're electrical and you emit a frequency, you've been put into the cloud, and they can dissect you individually because they have your DNA, and DNA is energy, and it's what causes a node on a computing network. So these people have been tracking and tracing you with their computers, hence Bill Gates going from the computer world to all of a sudden he's into luciferase and immunization and injecting people in Africa and everywhere. Yeah, put two and two together, please. So we're going to get into these laws and frequencies in a second, because I need you to come up outside the confines of religion, especially those of you who are just waking up. And talking about, I'm an Israelite, and you got the costume on, you got the beard, you got the fringes, you got the head covering, and still don't have the salvation, the understanding, and the knowledge of being set free and converted. So if your body area network emits an electrical energy field, know that keeping these laws changes that energy field and puts you into the geofencing of Yah's energy field and his protection, hence the hedge around you like Job. But you can't get that divine spiritual protection until you get into the secret place. When you're not in the secret place, your energy field, that hedge, can be touched, tampered with, and navigated. And that's what they've been doing with people all this time, causing sickness through frequencies and energies, which you call demons, and they are, artificial intelligence, Satan's version of the Ruach HaKadosh, his God, their God. See, you need to understand these people that don't come from Yah, but are the seed of the fallen angels, despise the children of Yah, and despise the fact that he said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. So they need their own God to worship. They want their own world, and they want to destroy everything that's biological on this earth and make it synthetic. Therefore, introduce transhumanism, and those that die off, oh well. And those that survive, they're a part of our kingdom, the beast system. Now that you understand geofencing, the hedge transmitting into geofencing, now that you're understanding that your so-called aura that that religion told you stay away from, that's new age thinking and talking, so it limits you from really looking into what's happening, our chakras and all that stuff, yes. Are they being used by new age witchcraft people to further science and their technology and their mindset? Yes. But does that keep it from being real? No, it doesn't. So these experiences that these people are having in all these false religions, including Christianity, where they get a sensation and they feel euphoria and ecstasy, what is that? So you don't want to look into it, so you're relegated to saying, oh, it's a demon, it's a Holy Spirit, it's an angel, but you're not understanding that when people start to do certain things throughout all these various religions, Hinduism, yoga, Buddhists, people that get into meditation, Christianity, they are all having the same experiences, but is it of Yah? No. Is it a physical excitement? Yes. But is it a connectivity to something that's outside of Yah? Yes. Where's the frequency coming from? Satan. And who else? Demons. Looking for a body to inhabit. What are demons? Demons are disembodied spirits that were a part of giants, the Nephilim, who are the children of the fallen. Will they provide a sensation to mock and mimic the Holy Spirit and the Most High so that they can ensnare people with their artificial intelligence? Yes. So what I'm going to slow down and get you to understand is that when you begin to keep Yah's commandments, there is a frequency that transmits in your life that puts you into Yah's geofencing and gives you a hedge of protection away from attacks of demon spirits that you must stay in by staying in the secret place. I hope this is making sense. Are you keeping up with me? When you start talking about these frequencies and vibrations and things, people immediately turn a deaf ear. And it's only to their disadvantage. There are laws that have to be followed and kept. Now, let me explain something to you. Science and technology has discovered that 963 hertz is the frequency of Yah. And the frequency talks about the various hertz that they're busy studying and you're ignoring because you're saying the devil is a lie. And you won't go beyond what you learned in Sunday school. When you start dealing with these different areas of the body, you're dealing with different frequencies. And I'm telling you today that you need to understand that the kingdom of heaven is not some faraway place that you're trying to ascend to through meditation. No, The kingdom of heaven is Luke 17 and 21. The kingdom of God is inside you when you are connected to his laws. It's not about ascending, meditating, and opening up chakras. Nah. The kingdom of heaven is inside you, according to Luke 17 and 21. Let's read that real quick. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of Yah should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of Yah cometh not with observation, looking for it, seeking for it, praying for it, looking for sensation. Neither shall they say, lo, he's over here, it's over here, it's over there. For behold, the kingdom of Yah is within you. If the kingdom is within me, then there's power inside of me. And then that protection is emanating from within me. Understanding this, we understand that there are principles that you must keep. And when you deviate from those things, you grieve the Holy Spirit, or you will not possess the Holy Spirit, or you will not possess the protection. It's been talked about the seven principles of the kingdom that's within you, saying that seven principles are love. We know that Yah is love. Repentance, having faith, being obedient, having purpose, seeking after him, being fearless, fear is not of Yah, and praying. This is what it's talked about. And so when we talk about the laws, if the kingdom of God is within you, in order to stay in that secret place, you must understand this. When we talk of the laws of Yah's kingdom, we are speaking of rules which people who are in the kingdom of Yah must obey or follow or lose your citizenship. The rules instruct and command us on how things must be done, or the things that are allowed in it. The laws of Yah's kingdom also refer to how things happen in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in you, but it's only going to be in you it's not going to be in you unless you're obedient to keeping the laws. You can't be lawless, which is the way of the world, and think that the kingdom's going to reside in you, which gives you that protection. You must be kingdom-minded, and you must keep all spiritual laws. See, when you're breaking the commandments, you're in sin, and the law of sin is to destroy all things, including your body. Sin brings sickness and destruction and death. Just like the law of harvest, you always reap what you sow. So there are laws that must be followed, the commandments. This is where the power comes from. The powers of the kingdom that are inside you, tangible miracles, signs, healings, and deliverances. Delivering you is a miracle. It's a healing within itself of some of the sins that you were delivered from because of the disembodied spirits that used to inhabit you, that had you angry, mad, jealous, pious, lustful, lasciviousness, homosexuality, lesbianism, cursing, fighting. Now you've been called to a kingdom lifestyle, and there must be maintenance with that lifestyle. So I have to tell you that, you know, that the healing and manifestation of power, miracles, joy, and peace comes from a frequency that comes from what helps these frequencies? Fasting, praying, giving, loving, staying in the word. Let's look, for instance, at the 666 hertz frequency. It induces lasting changes in the cortical spinal excitability. Let's look at some other things. At 528 hertz, there's a healing. It can promote physical healing on a cellular level. This is because the frequency is believed to stimulate the body's natural healing process, encouraging cell regeneration and repair. I don't think we understand the power of the frequencies. Even, let me tell you something about a shofar. When it's blown, has a very distinct sound, and that distinct sound emanates a frequency that cannot be duplicated. Did you know that not one shofar produces the same sound and same frequency? Because a shofar is gutted, cleansed, and scraped, and then boiled. Or maybe the second process is first it's boiled, then it's gutted, scraped, and cleansed. And that sound that emanates from that particular shofar cannot be duplicated. Well, that's the same thing with you. Your praise cannot be duplicated. So when you're boiled through the trying of the fire and gutted out and cleansed through salvation and cleansing of Ruach HaKadosh, your praise is important to Yah because it emanates a frequency of deliverance that can't be duplicated. So he wants to hear your praise. And so I'm getting you to understand the power of frequencies because I want you to understand everything I've talked about. The geofencing, the protection of the Holy Spirit, and what emanates from you. Do you know that this is why sometimes you bump into people within stores and on the streets that can sense your goodness, your holiness, your being set apart from far away, and the frequency and the demons that are in them don't like it. Makes them uncomfortable, makes them want to reach out, or it makes them want to grab onto you. You got to understand that the people on the other side of the fencing, geofencing, go all the way back to their daddy, Satan, who did not like the Most High's creation of man. When he saw Adam, he cringed, and he hated the fact that Adam would judge him one day, and that he made Adam great to lord over the earth. So he said, I've got to deceive Adam and Eve, so that I can break the law, get them to break the law, and be up under my mandate, my control. So let me slow down for a second. There's so much that you need to expose your mind to that, because Esau and man is now using devices to try and manipulate your thoughts and your mind because they have access, especially if you've given them a spinal backbone by injecting a metal into your body, which allows them to create, this is going to be a lot for some of you, an actual digital twin of you. Hence why they developed something called the metaverse and these glasses so that you can see the altered universe that they've created. Augmentation, transhumanism, and we got kids and children playing video games and excited about this. You've been watching a movie called Avatar. This stuff is real. And they've been doing it behind the scenes, behind your back for years. And we just skip into the loop. And half of the so-called believers and Christians think they're protected, and they're not, because you cannot be protected until, like I just read to you, you're keeping the proper frequencies that come from keeping the Most High's laws. Because keeping the laws and principles and the frequencies in the frequency of the Most High is what allows you to be a kingdom citizen. The kingdom of heaven will not reside in you if you're not keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments. And I bet you never knew that that actually puts you in sync. It's been said, and there's been studies done to believe that the kingdom of God and the mindset of peace is operating on a frequency at 963 hertz. And that these different hertz provide for healing and peace. What I'm trying to do is take the church lingo out of it and help you to understand some scientific lingo so that you'll know that neurologically, You're being tampered with, which is causing a lot of people to be sick. And because you put your trust more in man and his medicine, and that you're willing to stand in line for 2 hours and let him put something in your body, my people aren't destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that we can't be ignorant to Satan's devices. Now, what I want you to do is study near field effect. I want you to study body parts. I want you to study the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies. I want you to study body area networks so that you will understand that and understand what a node on a computer is, and stop letting people deviate you from going down the right rabbit hole to know the truth of the dangers of ignorance. And that if you're not protected by being in the secret place, which is doing the will of Yah, and the will of Yah is keeping his commandments, because 1 John 3:2, if you break the laws and commandments, then you don't have the kingdom of God in you, nor do you have the Ruach HaKadosh, nor do you have the hedge of protection that Job talked about. Isaiah 54:17 says that no weapon, these inventions of Esau, that Paul said, beware of science and tech. Isaiah said, no weapon formed against us can prosper. But if you stand in line for 2 hours and allow a bioweapon to be instilled inside of you, it's going to prosper. Because you said, give it to me. And when a weapon has something inside of it that disconnects you from the kingdom of Yah instantly, then what do you think that thing is? Luciferase has attacked the VMAC2 gene, which is the God gene that they talked about. The God gene, they had the nerve to put this in a magazine in 2013. It was either Time or Life magazine that they were in an uproar. Bill Gates, it was on YouTube, but they pulled it back. He was like, we have discovered the VMAC2 gene, the God gene, and we're going to use this gene to disconnect passionate people from being like the Medes, the Persians, who were becoming, who were so-called terrorists because of their passion and zeal for their God, Allah, would cause them to blow themselves up and kill thousands in the process. So this is how they taught it, the whole VMAC2, what it's going to be used for. So we can disconnect these passionate, sensationalistic terrorists and calm them down as if we gave them some type of pharmakia or something. We can disconnect this so that people don't have a passion for God. Well, they had already been studying the brain and understanding the power of prayer and connecting to Yah and how it changes the neurons in the brain. But see, we're so ignorant to this stuff. We don't want to read and study. So Luciferase, which is a part of that thing that you stood in line for 2 hours, many people, I've got testimonies of people saying, where's God? He's gone. I don't feel him anymore. Because Luciferase, which is patented, has the ability to attack the VMAC2 gene. And that gene is a part of the DNA, which has a frequency and a hertz electronically that exists. Now that they've killed that off, they've disconnected you from the power of prayer and your zeal to reconnect with your father, because you were with him before you came, according to Jeremiah 1:5. Before you were formed in your mother's belly, I knew you, and I put you inside this body. I believe it's Ezra's Baruch, the second chapter. It just confirms Jeremiah 1:5 about our existence before we came into the earth and took on a human body. But this body part is a network, and I want you to understand that the electrical thing, that when you are born again and baptized, you are changed from within, and you begin to permeate something totally different than what existed before you found Christ. And that permeates is your protection, as we read in Psalms 91. Protects you from technology and what they're doing. It's not so much all of the supplements you're putting inside you, even though that plays a part, because you must eat good food to keep certain frequencies. It does play a part. Good food, real food, sunshine, prayer, the word of Yah, meditating, love, forgiveness, all of these put you on a higher frequency. When you're not doing these things, you go into depression and all those frequencies lower and sickness comes in. And what do? Run to a white coat with a clipboard and tell them to give you more witchcraft and sorcery to put in your body to keep you vibrating at a lower frequency, which is bringing back demons, a plethora of demons. Sometimes thousands of demons. So brothers and sisters, you've got to stay up under the protection of Yah. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against me can prosper. And the weapons of technology, these people are 20, 30 years ahead of us. And they have been playing with people's bodies. And if you don't have the protection of Yah, which as we read is being in the truth. What is the truth again? Psalms 91, it's a shield, a buckler. If you don't want to learn the truth about who you are as a person, who Jacob is, and how the end of the world is Esau, but the beginning of the new world will be Jacob. If you don't have this, you don't have anything to defend yourself. The truth is important. And learning as much of the truth. For the truth, the Bible said, that's what will set you free. That's what's going to set you free. So I need you to expand your knowledge and go outside the confines. You've got to study every day, not only four chapters of scriptures every day, but you need to not be ignorant to Satan's devices and what he's doing, because Esau's laughing at you right now because our people are more bent on bling, twerking, multiple wives, so-called wilderness, and amassing things. And it's not enough to know, because some of you are not even delivered from the world you used to be in. You're still in it. I always tell this story. Peter's walking with Yeshua, and he said, Satan is desiring to sift you like wheat. He's coming for you. He said, don't worry, I've already prayed for you. I've prayed ahead of my death. Pray that you'll be protected. And he said, now once you're converted, then go restore your brothers, go convert them, go help them. A lot of you, it took 3.5 years for Peter to be converted. And a lot of you haven't even been converted. The law of the Lord, Psalms 19:7, is perfect, converting the soul of man. So not until you get in sync with these heavenly tablets and the kingdom of heaven will you be converted. What does that mean, keeping all these laws? You have to learn them. It takes time. Keeping these holy days, keeping the Sabbath, not breaking it. When you are in sync with the heavenly tablets and the laws, the things that are supposed to be, then you are in sync with the kingdom of God, and it's dwelling inside you, which is bringing you that protection. Nothing can touch you. Can't touch this. It's Job 1:10. Can't touch this. Can't touch the work of my hands. Can't touch my children, my family, and everything I put out is going to be blessed. And that's all I need, all I want. But that doesn't happen until you start keeping these laws. Happily, consistently, daily. Because you're not trying to get to the kingdom. It's inside you. So you are a threat to Satan's kingdom, to this world. That's what makes you the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Can't touch this. And then I want you to understand. I want you to go and do the research on the things I told you to research. These frequencies, there's something to all of that. 666 frequency, 777 frequency, all these different frequencies, the frequency that you emanate, it's because you have the geofencing of the kingdom of heaven, because it's inside you and you can't touch what belongs to Yah. And Satan knows this. He's not going to let you destroy what's his. And for his name's sake of what's his, he's going to keep pulling you out and delivering you when you make a mistake. But there is a point of perfection to where you, listen, how is the perfection, how is it achieved that you can be perfect? Because he said in the scripture, with every temptation, I provide a way of escape. So when you are tempted, you're supposed to look for the emergency exit, people. Not to say, oh, and give in to the temptation. He said, with every temptation, I provide a way of escape. There's an emergency exit. First thing you do is, how can I get out of this? Even if you have to physically run like Joseph did from Potiphar's wife, who ripped his clothes off. With every temptation, he provides a way of escape. There is perfection. Go read about Elizabeth and Zachariah, the priest. They were upright. They were perfect before Yah. He chose them to be the parents of John the Baptist because of the perfection. They were excited about keeping the commandments and laws, keeping the kingdom of God inside of them. Because he said, if you keep these laws grudgingly, nah, you ain't getting the kingdom. Like, oh, it's the Sabbath again. We got to stay in the house. I want to go to the mall. No, you're not. Oh, it's the Day of Atonement. We got to fast all day. Man, no, you can't be a part of this kingdom. The right frequency is not in you. When you keep these laws, something inside you should almost be vibrating. There should be a quickening because you realize I'm in sync with heaven because the heaven's inside me. The kingdom of God's in me. And I feel it and it feels good. It feels great. I'm at peace. I have protection. I have geofencing. Kingdom geofencing. Can't touch this. I hope I've done the best I can to explain to you some things and bring some information and knowledge to you. I really want you to understand the tampering of the mind and the psyche and the human body as it pertains to spiritual warfare. It's electronically coming at you. Stop sleeping with the cell phone by your head, affecting your dreams and your thoughts. Start using your EMF coverings. No weapon formed against you will prosper, but you got to be keeping these laws and staying on point. If you're not staying on point, you keep falling and you're still struggling. These things are attacking your butt daily. Migraines, headaches, spike proteins, everything. These nanoparticulates are so small, they're going in trying to cause cancers and sickness and attack your bodies and your thoughts and alter your frequencies and the electricity that's coming from your body that causes sickness. These people get off on creating these nanoparticulates and spraying things and chemtrails and creating diseases because they don't want anything that comes from Yah to thrive, exist, and live because they hate who we are as a people. And they hate the protection that we have, and they hate what's coming. They know this place was built for the indigenous because our skin loves the sun, and the sun loves our skin. And they hate us for that. Jacob, have I loved? Esau, have I hated? You ain't got to hate him. Follow peace with all men and be holy. Without, no man shall see Yah. Now I want you to go back and understand these scriptures. I want you to understand what's happening in the spirit. Walking in spirit, what that means. Being in sync. How the laws are operating on a vibration and frequency. Stop thinking that all that's new age and all that. It's not. Your religious mind makes you think that. No. Every time you wake up and fall on your knees and pray and meditate, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua HaMashiach. Whatsoever things are lovely, think on these things. Bring your thoughts into captivity, cast down imaginations, because these thoughts are not yours. Now they can actually bring an app and get your DNA. And tamper with your body on a laptop and computer and try to attack you. You come under attack by being close to these towers. They're trying to attack you. These are the weapons of our warfare now. Now we know what we're praying against. But you've got to do your part with your eating, your praying, your water and drinking and the sunshine and the things that you do to nurture and nourish the vehicle that Yah has given your soul and spirit to dwell in and exist and worship him and praise him and be obedient to him. While you're trying to get back to eternity in the kingdom. I'm going to let it go with that. I hope this has been encouragement to you to stay in there, hang in there. Let me read something to you just to encourage you. Then I'm going to shut my mouth. This is for the saints. This is for the saints. And who are the saints? Psalms 148 says, Israel, the horn of my praise. Those are my saints. Ain't no You ain't no saint by going to the Catholic Church and you dying and Pope make you a saint. No, them ain't saints. The saints are Israelites. But check this out in Isaiah 57 and 1. The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. So for those of you who have lost loved ones, don't worry about it. Some had to be taken away for this evil. The evil is what I just explained to you, that they are trying to destroy you and kill you daily through technology and frequencies. And you, if you keep vibrating on their bad foods, bad drinks and water and alcohol and staying inebriated, staying high, smoking their GMO weed, eating their GMO food, watching their programs, and just availing yourselves to the frequencies and consciousness. I know that this, what I'm talking about, is way beyond my mom and dad. And they're gone now. And I'm glad they don't have to deal with this. This is something that they weren't equipped with. Yeah, they weren't equipped to deal with this stuff and realize this stuff is real. Because I know that talking this stuff that I'm talking makes people think you're crazy. Listen to the second verse. He shall enter, the ones that are taken away shall enter into peace, and they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. It means their spirit and soul. There's a scripture that says this in the pseudepigrapha, that just your spirit and soul have the same form and shape as the body that you were in, and you walk around, you live eternally. Once you're taken away, you don't die. You're either going to hell, a waiting place for judgment, or you're going to paradise in the third heavens to be where Yeshua is and where New Jerusalem is, paradise. And they're walking around, and they're resting in their chambers. Isaiah 26, and I believe it's Isaiah 26 talks about the chambers. But I just want to encourage you with that, because this show is about exhorting and encouraging and giving some enlightenment. Please open up your mind, do your research, and stop letting people take you down rabbit holes that keep you from the real information of knowing what's happening, because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This walk, this life, what you do with this body, all of these things are nothing to play with and tamper with, because you will be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Destroyed. Destroyed. There's many people who are not going into the kingdom because of their ignorance. So with joy, keep these laws and commandments, because it's what's making you a citizen, and it's what's allowing the kingdom of heaven to be inside you. Stop grieving the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, and stop evicting the kingdom of heaven from your body. That's dumb. To evict the kingdom of heaven is to allow the kingdom of Satan to enter in, and Satan's pleasures, fornication and his perversions of sexuality and chasing enjoyment every day. Got to get high. Got to get drunk. Got to go do this. Got to go to a party. It's false. It's false. Know that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the rest of your Shabbat. Stay strong. Fear not. That's a negative frequency that invites demonic spirits, and it's not of Yah. For he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Help to bring about healing. Look up Herbal Soul, URBAL, and get you some good supplements that some people have taken, and they said, I feel like I'm born again. Because when you eat real food that's operating at a frequency that stimulates your body on the inside, you do come alive. And then it helps your mind, because your mind is under attack. Been brainwashed since you were a baby. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, I'm going to shut it off there. Endure until the end.
That endure.